हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मदनुग्रहाय परमं गुह्यं मद्याल्पसंहितं यत्त्वयोक्तं वचस्तेन मोहोऽयं विगतो मम। अर्जुन सेज़ टू कृष्ण दैट इफ यू रिमेंबर दिस 11th चैप्टर बिगैन विद दैट वर्ड्स इज़न्ट इट। कृष्ण अर्जुन इज सेइंग टू कृष्ण दैट मद अनुग्रहाय परमं इन ऑर्डर टू ब्लेस मी विद दैट सुप्रीम रियलाइजेशन गुह्यम मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज अध्यात्म संजीतम completely on the platform of the soul. Yatvayoktam vajasthena, after hearing from you, that means by finishing with that 10th chapter, the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, Arjuna is saying to Krishna, moham has gone. My moham has gone. Mohoyam vigado mama, Krishna, Arjuna says. Moham means what? We all have moham, isn't it? What is moham? Moham, we talked about that yesterday also. What does moham means, isn't it? About moham, when we discussed yesterday, mohoyam vigado mama, Krishna talks about that moham. That moham, in relationship with Arjuna's words, is that first illusion in us that the objects in this world will give us happiness. This is the moham. We take shelter of this world, isn't it? We take shelter of this world for what? To become happy. Shelter in the family, shelter in the wealth, shelter in the society. Various ways, we are always taking shelter of something or the other in this world. That is our tendency. Our nature is like that. So Krishna says here, this illusion has to go first from inside. That there is shelter here. There is no shelter in this world. This is the very basic realization a person who has come to spiritual life must have. That there is no shelter here. Temporarily we are here, somehow it happened to be here. But to think that there is shelter in this world is the greatest illusion. And that is what that word moham means. Krishna, Arjuna is saying, after hearing from Krishna, the first 10 chapters, Madanugrahaya paramam guhyam adhyalpa samyidam. When I heard this nature of the soul and the importance of the soul, Arjuna is saying to Krishna that that moham has left me. Till now I was thinking in terms of the family, the society and my teachers and all other things. That was all Arjuna's moham, Arjuna's illusion that was. That illusion has left me, Arjuna says to Krishna. That is the first thing. Madanugrahaya paramam guhyam adhyalpa samyidam yatvayoktam vajasthena mohoyam vigado mama. After saying that, you will see there that we talked about two examples who never had any moham. And irrespective of whether you are rich or poor, doesn't matter. That is no meaning at all. That is irrelevant. Irrespective of rich or poor, if a person has knowledge of Krishna, the moham won't take control. Moham won't affect him. And we have the examples in the Bhagavadam, particularly these two personalities. Sudama, the extreme poor conditions, and Ambarish Maharaj, extremely rich. But either way, they were not had any moham. They were not under any illusions. When Krishna asked Sudama, Sudama's answer was, Kachit Gurugule Vasam Brahman Smarasi Nauyata Dijo Vijnaya Vijnayam Tamasaparam Ashnute. That Kachit Gurugule Vasam, that Gurugula education, what Sudama, Krishna and Balaram, all three were educated same time by Sandivani Muni, isn't it? So he says here, Kachit Gurugule Vasam Brahman Smarasi Nauyata. From that realization, what we had from that time is Dijo Vijnaya Vijnayam Tamasa Paramasnute. Dvijan Brahmana Vijnaya Vijnayam. He has known what is to be known. What has the education made them to understand? To give up this illusion from this world. That is the education. Education is like that. Education means after being educated, that illusion must go from inside, from a person. Dijo vijnana vijnayam, what happens to him? Tamasa param ashnute. He cross over this ocean of samsara, material existence. He goes beyond and that. And Sudama lived in that consciousness for the rest of the life. After leaving the Sandivani Mani Maharshi's ashram, he lived in that state for the rest of the life. Total poverty, but no shelter anywhere. Completely absorbed in Krishna. Completely dependent on Krishna, a life like that. That is Sudama's life, isn't it? Total poverty, but even though completely poor, completely under Krishna's shelter. That strength, where did that come from? Dijo vijnaya vijnayam, vijnana vijnayam tamasaparam ashnute. Because he has got the knowledge. Properly he has been educated from Sandivana Maharshi's ashram. That is what that means. Kachit gurugule vasam brahman smarasi. Now, yada dijo vijnana vijnayam tamasaparam ashnude. Tamasaparam ashnude. He crosses beyond the ocean of material life or the samsara material existence. That is the example of Sudama. Then we have the example of the other's end, the other end, the top end, which is our Ambarish Maharaj. Extremely wealthy, so opulent, but in spite of all that, completely dependent on Krishna. Completely dependent on Krishna. So that shows that greatness in Ambarish, isn't it? In either way, both of them requires that great admiration from anybody, isn't it? Although very wealthy, but still completely in Krishna's shelter. And although extremely poor, still in completely Krishna's shelter. So that Krishna's shelter is more important than all the wealth in this world. That is the main thing. All the wealth in this world. Because anyone, everybody takes shelter of something in this world, isn't it? Either one's own ability, in one's own capacity, ability, strength in the body, or one's own wealth in this world, accumulated wealth in this world, or family connection, society, and so many things. We take shelter of all these things. I can ring up this number, I can ring up that number, they'll be there to help me. This illusion, this is moham. So that is what Arjuna is saying, that after hearing from Krishna the 10 chapters, that moham has gone. Bhavapyayau hi bhutanam shrudo vistaresho maya tutva kamala patraksha mahalpyam abhija avyayam. Mahalpyam abhija avyayam. Krishna is saying there that what does he say by that? What does he mean by that? Mahalpyam abhija avyayam. Mahalpyam abhija avyayam means from bodham, from consciousness came this creation. From consciousness came this creation. So that Krishna's incarnations, different incarnations, like mentions in the Bhagavatam also in the first canto, if you look, you will see that Mahalpyam Avyayam, that Krishna's glories are unlimited. That we talked about it yesterday, that Avadaram Asankhyoyam Harer Satyudhijer Nidher Dujaha, that after discussing 24 major incarnations in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Narada Maharshi says there that these incarnations are not limited, they are unlimited. Avadaram asankhyoyam hare satyunidher dvijaha yada vidasani kulya sarasya sahasrasha. That from a water tank, how the water flows through different pipes to different places, continuously from that bodham, consciousness, from there, so many living entities are continuously coming, appearing in this world, and they are all living in this world for some time, and then they disappear into the same from where they came from. Where they came from. So the adhishtanam or the basis is that avabodham or chitshakti or consciousness. From there, everything comes. The mind comes, the senses comes, intelligence comes, gross body comes. And as we talked yesterday, that the normally our understanding is the world exists, in that world we exist, and inside this body which we identify with, we have the mind, and somewhere inside there is a soul. That is how we see it, isn't it? Normally that's how we think about ourselves. The world is permanent. In that permanent world, this body is there. That's also we take it that as a real thing, like the world. Then inside that there is a mind, intelligence and other things, and inside that there is a soul which we don't know. But from the Vedantam side, this world is not the real, body is not the real, what is real is only the soul. The soul is the only thing that is real there. And that soul, from soul manifests, just like the example given in the Upanishad says, a huge fire is burning, from that fire sparks are coming out. Similarly, different minds are coming from Anirvajaniya Shakti, that means undefinable energy power that is coming in the form of mind from there, and through that mind towards it turns into senses, and through the senses it sees the body, and through the body we see the world. It's the other way, everything. So here, and when we relate with the world, we see the different names and forms here. Namarupam, Namarupam Vihaya, it says in the Bhagavatam. Namam and Rupam, they are present in this world. If you look at this world through the Namam, name and form, the world exists. Name and form, the world exists. And but in the Krishna's glory is that if you take away all the names and forms in this world, if you take away all the names and forms from here, there is only one vastu, one thing that is present everywhere, that is Krishna. Krishna is present in everything. And Arjuna is saying here that by, I now understand who you are. Arjuna is giving a certification to Krishna and saying to him, now I understand who you are. Bhavapyauhi bhudanam shudo vistareshomaya. Because I've heard from you about yourself, I've started understanding about you in a different way than till now what I thought about you. Vistaresh tattva kamalapatraksha mahalpam abhija avyayam. Your mahalpam, your glory is avyayam, unlimited it is. And I would like to experience that now. This is how this universal form was shown to Arjuna. So Arjuna felt the need to see that form from Krishna. And what is that greatest mahalpa vijavyayam? That Arjuna started realizing that this whole creation is Krishna. Whole creation is Krishna. Krishna is a creation. It is not different from Krishna. It has come from Krishna. Krishna's expansion, everything is. That realization Arjuna got. And that is why Arjuna's curiosity to know how Krishna has expanded like this. This is the motif behind that question, Arjuna's question. Bhavapyauhi bhudanam shudo vistareshomaya tattva kamalapatraksha mahalmyam abhi cha avyayam. That how this situation has happened. So we talked about this, that if you remember that verse in the 9th chapter, when Krishna mentioned, Mayatadam idam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina matsthani sarvabhudani na chaham teshu avastida. Krishna mentions that. It's a very difficult verse in the Bhagavad Gita. We have to connect all those verses with this universal form. Only then you will understand the spirit behind those verses. Mayatadam idam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina. Everything is coming from avyaktam. Avyaktam is that what is referred to as Brahman here. The Brahman. Just like when we go, look at ourselves, when we go to sleep at night, everything goes to avyaktam, isn't it? What's happening in the day? In the day we are busy with the body, mind, senses, intelligence, everything. As soon as you go from the waking state to the dream state, what happens? Body has gone. Where the body has gone? We have no connection with the body anymore. Although body may be functioning, but identity is not there with the body at that point, isn't it? And similarly, as soon as you move from the dream state to the deep sleep state, what happens? The identification even with the mind is gone. Mind has got dissolved. Where it's got dissolved? So body has gone, mind has gone, and in that deep sleep state, which is what is known as the avyaktam. Our avyaktam state is not very clear at that time, anything. Avyaktam. Avyaktam vyaktimavannam manyadeyamam abhudhaya. Krishna says in another place in the Bhagavad Gita. So here, Krishna's point is that mahalma bijavyayam, that avyayam, or in other words, Krishna mentions there that the mayatadam idam sarvam, everything in this world, it's me, he says. Krishna is saying here, mayatadam idam sarvam jagat, this whole world is nothing but me. Avyakta murtina, बट इट इज ओनली इन द अव्यक्त फॉर्म, अव्यक्त फॉर्म, अव्यक्त होते हैं। मत्सानी सर्वभूतानी, आई एम प्रेजेंट इन एवरी वन, न चाहम तेषु अवस्थित, बट दे आर नॉट इन मी, दे आर नॉट इन मी। सो वेन अर्जुन, कृष्ण मेन्शन दैट अर्जुन हैड दिस थॉट्स इन हिस माइंड, he would like to see when Krishna is saying I am present everywhere, how is he present everywhere? This question is in Arjuna's mind, and that is why he is asking this question at this point to Krishna, that can I experience that, how you are present everywhere? Then and that prana prasaram, prana prasaram means prana is Krishna's energy, isn't it? How Krishna's energy is present in everything, that is called prana prasaram. Prana prasaram, how pranam is prasaranam everywhere, how that is happening, that is this Vishwarupam. Universal form is that, how Krishna's energy is spread everywhere, that is universal form. We talked about that yesterday also, that Yashoda Devi also experienced, Vamanamurti showed that to Mahabali also, they all experienced Krishna's universal form in different ways, in different ways they have experienced. So so Krishna is present all over in everything, and realization of that is universal form, realization of that is universal form. So here we talked about that, and we also mentioned that the and one stage when one experiences that, what will happen is he will know that he is also situated in that universal form, he is also part of the universal form of Krishna, because Krishna is present in that Arjuna also inside, isn't he? So but Arjuna is not woken up to that reality, he is still thinking he is that body, and in that body he is speaking to Krishna. But for a short period of time Krishna gave that experience to Arjuna, how Arjuna is also part of that universal form, Arjuna is also part of the universal form. That experience Arjuna had at the time when Krishna gave that realization to him, Krishna realizations to him. So sometimes you will see there in that third verse how Arjuna addresses Krishna because of that. Verse 3. एवमेतं यथा तत्त्वम् आत्मानं परमेश्वरं द्रष्टुमिच्छामि ते रूपम् ऐश्वर्यं पुरुषोत्तमम् एवमेतद् यथा तत्त्वम् आत्मानं परमेश्वरं द्रष्टुमिच्छामि ते रूपम् ऐश्वर्यं पुरुषोत्तमम् एवमेतद् यथा तत्त्वम् आत्मानं परमेश्वर द्रष्टुम् इच्छामि ते रूपम् ऐश्वर्यं पुरुषोत्तमम् सेज़ यू कैन सी द वर्ड अर्जुन इज अड्रेसिंग कृष्ण एज पुरुषोत्तम दैट्स द वर्ड यूज्ड Purushottama. What is Purushottama means? Purushottama is not the Jivatma, the soul. He is not the Kshetrajna, the knower of the field. He is not even the super soul. None of them. That's why in Bhagavad Gita you will see at different places Krishna is addressed with a specific position. Krishna's role has a specific position. If you want to understand Purushottama, that is what is discussed in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yoga of the Supreme Person. That Supreme Person is Purushottama. Purushottama is the Supreme Person. Krishna has different positions in this world, isn't it? He is present as Super Soul in every living entity, as Paramatma. He is present in all of us as Jivatma, as Jiva. He is present in all of us. And he is also known as Kshetrajna, who is present in every field, every field is present as Kshetrajna. So Kshetrajna, Kshetrajnan or Paramalpa, Jivalpa, they are all limited to a certain space, is it not? If you think about these designations, Jivalpa, Paramatma, Kshetrajna and all that, they are limited to one body only. Purushottama is that state and that he is present in everything in this world. In everything in this world. That means the whole world is Purushottama. Whole Pravancham, whole creation is Purushottama. And that Parama Purusha, who is present in everything, is Purushottama. In the Upanishads, Mundaka Upanishad says about this, Purusha evedam vishwam karma tapo brahma paramrtam edadyo veda nihidam guhayam so avidya grandim vigaridiha somya. That is a statement in the Mundaka Upanishad about Purushottama. What Purushottama means, so one who is present in the whole creation, who is a witness to everything what is going on in this creation, who is a witness to everything, who is a witness to everything. So that Parama Purusha, he is Purushottama. So that Purushottama, Krishna, Arjuna is addressing that Purushottama now. While talking to Krishna, he is addressing him as Purushottama. And Arjuna says to him that, that he says that evamedad yadashakti, that in this verse he says that the evamedad yadathatvam atmanam parameshwara drishtum ichami te rupam Aishwaryam Purushottama. This is the word. Drashtum Ichami. I would like to see Te Rubam, your form, Purushottama, which is full of these opulences, with all these opulences. That is the question. Drashtum Ichami Te Rubam Aishwaryam Purushottama. With all the opulences, I would like to see you. With all your opulences. Aishwaryam. With all the opulences, I would like to see you, O Purushottama, addressing Krishna as Purushottama. So Krishna is present in all the living entities and Arjuna wants to see that, how he is present everywhere and to have a vision of that, to see the universal form, in other words. Because Mayadadam idam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina, earlier Krishna has spoken, all these living entities are nothing but me, I am present in them. And that's what Krishna wants, Arjuna wants to see that. So it is because of that this universal form was shown to Arjuna. So now here Arjuna says that normally in this world, Vyavahara world, we see everything as a person, isn't it? As just a person. That but we see everyone individual in as a person. But this whole creation is somebody's body. So how would you see him? We can see a person limited to one body, in a particular form, a particular name. That is possible. But to see this whole creation and to see this Krishna, that is a bit difficult thing. Is it not? So that is what Arjuna is mentioning here. That one who has the whole creation as his body, I want to see that person with the whole creation as his body. So, in our conditioned state, we can only relate with a person like that, is it not? We can't relate with a form like this. We have to relate with a person in some form. So, that is how bhakti will develop. Bhakti has to start like that. With that particular personal form of Krishna. That's how we can relate with him. So that is why the various relationships also with Krishna in that state. Shandam, Dasyam, Sakhyam. All different mellows and relationships with Krishna based on a personal level. Completely on a personal level. So, but If you experience that universal form, what Arjuna is talking about, to see this whole creation as Krishna's body, then what will happen? Then you will come to the conclusion that everything is carried out by Krishna. It is only Krishna who is doing everything. You will get relieved from the identity that at the moment what we have this identity that every individual is different, every individual has a different function, they are all different way. We relate with objects in this world. But when you see the universal form and see that the whole universe, the whole creation is Krishna's body in another form, if we get a realization of that, what will happen? That this ignorance, what is in us at the moment, that we are all separate entities will go. That separate entities will go. So, because we have not seen the universal form of Krishna, we still have this understanding or this ignorance in us. Ajnanam is present in us. What is that? I have to work hard in this world. I have to do so many things. And the only reason this is still remaining in us is because we have not seen that universal form of Krishna. We have not understood Krishna in that way. We are only seeing Krishna only in relationship with Krishna is a person only. And Krishna, we will say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna's other aspect we haven't touched yet. What is that aspect? The whole creation is nothing but Krishna. That we have not taken into consideration yet. So from both sides, if we look at Krishna, from the person as the Supreme Truth, Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmanohi Pratishtaham, Brahman is also, it is me. I am the basis of that. These two different sides, both impersonal side and the personal side of Krishna, completes Krishna in all aspects. It is a complete understanding of Krishna. Complete understanding of Krishna. When you study Bhagavad Gita, you will notice there, Krishna talks about that also. Brahmanam, he says there, that Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, in Brahma Bhutam state, you will understand the impersonal side a lot. But na shochani na kamshadi, everything will happen. But sama sarveshu bhudeshu madbhaktim lebhadevara. But if you want to understand the person Krishna, then you have to come to the process of bhakti. There, process of bhakti is necessary. It's not possible otherwise. It is through bhaktyamam abhijanadi yavan yaschasmi tatvada tadomam tatvado jnatva vishade tadanandaram. After knowing both sides, both the personal side and impersonal side, you will come to know what is Krishna means. And after that, Krishna says, Yavan, you will understand the tattvam of everything. And tadomam tattvado jnatva, after knowing that tattvam, vishade tadanandaram, you will enter into me. Then there is no more separated existence after that. That is the point. So, at that point, we'll realize that I do not exist separately from Krishna in any way. Everything, I am also a part of Krishna. That realization will come at that point. That also that this whole creation is run by a powerful force behind it. That is Krishna's energy. Everything is already decided and fixed by Krishna's arrangement. Because what Krishna is going to show Arjuna now onwards, that what he says that Krishna says there, Arjuna says also later, that he is seeing the past, he is seeing the present, and he is seeing the future as well. How? How is that? He is seeing the past, he is seeing the present, and he is seeing the future. Arjuna is mentions there. Then at the same time, Arjuna is experiencing his past, his present, and the future also. Why? Because when this realization of the Brahman happens, Brahman realization happens, or when the universal experience, what Krishna has given to Arjuna of the universal form, the Adhishtanam or the basis in which all this is happening is the soul, is the soul. The soul is the basis. In there, all these different bodies are coming up, they are living for some time and they are disappearing there. So that is what Arjuna is saying here also, you will see in the next few verses, that both all the past, the present and future, I am experiencing at the same time. Past, present and the future. So in Yoga Vasishtham, there is a statement, Sarvam asti chidakoshe. That means, in this consciousness, which is called bodham, avabodham, or chit shakti, whichever way you want to address it, they are different designation, different terminology used in the shastram. Chit shakti, avabodham, or this bodham. In there, it says here that the sarvam asti chidakoshe. In that bag, our past, present, and the future, time, space, everything is included in that. We feel these time-space differences, everything in our conditioned state. In real spiritual sense, realized state, there is no time, there is no space. It's something very difficult to catch that concept, isn't it? Very difficult to catch that concept. But if you keep on thinking about it, you will notice one thing, that time and space is something which has been put through our mind very strongly, and we have accepted it very deeply. We have accepted that. That is why we feel the reality of time and space. So much absorbed in the body and absorbed in the mind, we start thinking that time and space is real. But from the spiritual point of view, time and space is not real. You see, why do we feel time and space so important? Because our identification with the body is very, very, very strong. Because we think, I'm getting old, I'm going to die, I was born at a particular time. This is all happening in the bodily level only. And because that deep penetrated concept of time is inside, we feel that I'm going to die in a short period of time. So therefore, in relationship with the body, I had a past. In relationship with the body, I have a present. In relationship with the body, I have a future. But if you take away from the body your identity, and if you are freed from the body, you have no past, no present, no future either. There it finishes everything, is it not? You can see yourself that due to bodily identification, you have past, present, and the future. But when this universal form, when Krishna made Arjuna to experience that, Arjuna started seeing that this past, present and future has no meaning. It has all only in the bodily identity that they exist. Once it is equally true with the space also. Equally true with the space also. Because what happens? When your consciousness is absorbed in the Supreme Consciousness, who is present in everything, in everywhere in the creation, you are not a separated entity anymore at that time. So that is when you lose your identity as an individual soul trapped in one particular body. That's gone. That is that universal experience. So past, present and future, time and space, these five things, Yoga Vasishtam says, is just like kept in one bag. It's kept there. That's what it says here. That sarvam asti chidakoshe. In awareness, in that bag of awareness is like a bag, chit shakti. In that chit shakti, these five things are stored. When it is thrown out, it affects us straight away. Same thing with the mind also, if you look at it. What is this thing called mind? Mind, very difficult to define. Only thing is, the shastram says that sangalpa vigalpa mana. Unusual energy that comes from the soul, and it creates all this confusion in us and gives a lot of trouble for us, and it goes at the end. Isn't it? That's all the mind does. Throughout the life, we are fighting against this mind, which we don't even know what it is, where it is, no idea. But it is still there. So here, past, present, future, time and space, all these things are in that bag of chit shakti, in the chit shakti. And any time when it wants, it can appear in front of us. So sometimes if you experience that, you will be frightened, this universal form. That is why it frightened Arjuna. This has not only happened to Arjuna's case. There are many, many great personalities, very advanced souls in spiritual life in this world, who at different times they have given this experience to their disciples. This particular experience. Because jnanis also, who are in that state, they are capable of transmitting this power to their disciples. Only to such great disciples, also like the great souls, great jnanis and great disciples like that. They have managed to experience this while they were in this world, and they were shaken. They were shaken by that experience. Suddenly, when you lose your identity as this body, because nobody wants to go away from this body easily. As much as possible, we'll try to hold on to it at any cost, isn't it? What does Krishna say? Krishna says, this is the most ungrateful thing in this world, this body. You look after it, you do everything for it, and at the end, it gives you, not even shakes your hand and it goes. And it goes its own way. He says, it frightens you whole life, this body. That's what the body does, isn't it? Whole life, it frightens you, and then it goes. What else it does to us? Nothing else. And creates a lot of problems otherwise. So this incident has happened that sometimes when we say these things, sometimes people make joke of these things. They also think, oh, this is, now here comes a statement. Everything is, if you start saying everything is Brahman, they say the chair is Brahman, the table is Brahman, the wall is Brahman, the lights are Brahman, everything is Brahman. It's like that. So, but people do, who have experienced only then they can accept it. Otherwise it's very difficult. So this prasanam, this spreading of that energy, like Krishna has done with Arjuna, which is through this universal form, that state is very difficult. And but when one experiences that state, he will know, like Arjuna came to know, that what is realization means. What is realization means? So bodham, that consciousness, it is from there everything comes. Everything comes. So, so there are many examples about this. You will notice this in great personalities' life. Great, great personalities' life. They have sometimes shown this. We may not understand that. Best example, in Chaitanya Charitamritam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the ocean, you remember, in Jagannath Puri. And this fisherman who went and cast the net and brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the net from the sea. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in that state. And what happened to the fisherman? When he touched Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also started shivering. And that was similar experience like Arjuna had from Krishna. You'll notice that in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, he talks about that. That he started experiencing an unusual fear inside, that fisherman experiencing by touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started dancing and chanting and dancing and all kinds of things he was doing in ecstasy. Now, from a devotee's point of view, if you look at it, you'll say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given some mercy to him. But actually what happened after that, the fisherman's family members came and started complaining that if he has gone crazy, who is going to look after us now? Who's going to feed us? This was their concern. So it is then that there was a particular house, food was brought and given to this fisherman, and he came back to the normal consciousness like all of us. He has to be fed by food from a purse, from a home like that. And this reason for that is that Mahaprabhu's state of consciousness was that it was spread everywhere. And whoever has touched that, touched him at that time, experienced that in one way or the other. So as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the, brought to the seashore, this fisherman started dancing. He couldn't resist himself. He couldn't. We will say it is ecstasy and all we will say. But that prana prasaram, pranan is spreading everywhere. And he couldn't go anywhere. And nobody could go closer to him. And wherever he looked all around, he is feeling that bliss. He is feeling the bliss. And he is experiencing the bliss of the holy name at that time. At that time. So all the fisherman's family members, all the women, they thought that he has gone crazy. This fisherman has gone crazy. And they came back and told Mahaprabhu about this, that about their complaint. Somehow or the other, please bring him to normal state. They were telling him to bring him back to the normal state. So it was then that food was brought for him from a particular house, and it was cooked and given to him, and he lost that consciousness straight away. So why that food from a particular form? Because only the food from a certain places where the food was acquired in the wrong way, that food, effect of that food was that. Effect of that food was that he came back to his bodily identity, bodily concept of life. So bhakti bhavam, that bhakti inside has disappeared at that point. So these kind of things will pranan, when pranan spreads around, these things will happen. So what happens in universal form is nothing but how the pranan is functioning. Krishna, pranan means Krishna's energy, isn't it? How it spreads in the throughout the creation. How it spreads in the throughout the creation. So there are many examples like that with the jnanis also. Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni. He was a Kavyakanta Ganapati was a famous personality, highly learned scholar. Highly learned scholar, and he was an associate of Ramana Maharshi. He spent a lot of time with him. So in that relationship, that very respectfully Ramana Maharshi used to address him, because Kavyakanta Ganapati was not only learned in Shastram, he was also very advanced in the yoga process. And when Kavyakanta Ganapati came to see Ramana Maharshi at that time, Kavyakanta Ganapati's situation was that he had a very high state of knowledge, very high degree of yoga practices with him, but he still had questions to ask. And he was looking for someone who had a complete realization when he met Ramana Maharshi at that time. So, one stage, Ramana Maharshi, in order to get that message to Kavyakanta Ganapati, Ramana Maharshi once touched Kavyakanta Ganapati, and Kavyakanta Ganapati experienced that. What does that mean in the realized state? That realization. In realized state, how you will experience that? Just like Krishna is giving that experience to Arjuna. Similarly, great, great devotees and great jnanis, they have done this at different times in their life also. So, what does that mean? That Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Purushottama, who is present in the whole creation, who is present in the whole creation. In other words, Kavyakanta Ganapati, when he was touched by Ramana Maharshi, he says there, Ganapati says about that he started experiencing all the planets are rotating in the world. He could experience the rotation of the planets. If you say this to ordinary people, to the scientists or anyone, they will not accept that. They will say, maybe they have both taken drugs or something. They will say like that, wouldn't they? This is how they will, because they don't know anything. They have no idea about these things. Huh? But personalities who have gone way beyond, they are outside this world. They are experiencing this whole creation, they could experience through their realizations. That, and they are capable of giving that to someone whom they feel is qualified to experience that. Kavyakanta Ganapati was a personality like that. At the time when he came to Ramana Maharshi also, he was in a very advanced state of consciousness, very highly advanced devotee and jnani and a yogi as well. So all that he required was a little touch from Ramana Maharshi. So it is in that stage that he was qualified to receive it. Otherwise, ordinary people would find it very difficult to experience that. We'll find it very hard to handle it. To handle it. So, all the Brahmajnanis who have that realization, there is no difference. So, Arjuna is asking Krishna, Evamedat Yathartvam Atmanam Parameshwara Drashtumichhami De Rupam Aishwaram Purushottama. So you have spoken about your Vaibhavam. Vaibhavam means about your glories, that you are present in this whole creation. You have told me that. He says, I would like to see that. Drashtum Ichhami Te That Rupam Aishwaram Purushottama. He says here. So your form as Ishwara, as the controller, because it is in that Purushottama form And he is controlling everything, isn't it? Everything he controls. Situated in our heart, he is addressed as Ishvara because he controls our life in this world. He is also another Ishvara for the whole creation. He is also Ishvara there. So here, behind this whole creation process, the maintenance and the dissolution, behind all these things, that power who is present behind that, I would like to see you like that, Arjuna says to Krishna at that point. So, till we see Krishna's glories, we won't understand Krishna. Is it not? Till we see Krishna's glories, we won't understand Krishna. That means, behind everything, that powerful force which is standing all behind all that. In Srimad Bhagavatam, you will look, find there, after Mahabali was given all benedictions, Krishna says to Mahabali that when Mahabali completely surrendered to Krishna, said, from now on, I will never be separated from you. There is a statement in the Bhagavatam you can see. Rekshishye sarvaso gamtvam sanugam sabarichadam. There is a statement in the Bhagavatam. Sada sannihidam veera. That I will be present in Sutalam with you all the time. Now, if you read that verse in the Bhagavatam, what will you say? That I will say, from the bhakti point of view, if you look at it, Krishna has promised Mahabali that I will be present with you all the time. Rekshishye sarvadogantam sanigam sabarichadam. That I will protect you all time, from now on, from all time, in Sutalam, where you can go and live happily. I will be present there outside, standing there as a gatekeeper. I will stand there. That is what mentions like that, isn't it? In other words, this is the greatest benediction Krishna has offered to Mahabali, that I will be present with you all the time and you will see me all the time, my presence. You will experience my presence all the time. And like many other devotees, they didn't get the same benediction like Mahabali had. Mahabali was given this benediction, Rekshishye sarvadohamtam, always I will protect you. Not only you, Sanigam Sabarichadam, everyone, with all your members of the family, Prahlada and all others together, will protect you. And then, Sada Sanihidam Veera, I will be always present there. You can see my presence all the time, all the time. He says like that, isn't it? So, in there you can see that our concept of Krishna now, when we go to the temple, we see Krishna. We see Krishna there. But, or sometimes when you are chanting the holy name, you remember Krishna. Krishna is present. Other times, how much are we Krishna conscious about Krishna's presence in this world? Very limited, isn't it? Very little. So, here it is not like that. While sleeping, while sitting, while standing, while walking, all the time. Not only that, while doing all transactions in this world, Krishna is doing everything. This realization Krishna gave to Mahabali. That everything is happening all time, Krishna is doing this. And that realization inside, that is not very easy, isn't it? We are trying to understand that, but we know very well that while doing vyavaharam, particularly while transactions in this world, it's very difficult to get that realization. It is not so easy. So, at that point, everything that's happening inside the person, all movements of the mind, body, everything, is everything happening because of Krishna's presence there. I am not present there anymore. I am not present there anymore. I don't exist anymore at that time. So, if you can see here, if you keep on inquiring who is this person who is doing this, that power which is running this whole creation is running us also. At the moment, we are not thinking like that, aren't we? We are now thinking, Krishna is running the world, I am running my life. This is our current realization. I am running my life, Krishna is running the world, even if you accept as a devotee, I'm saying. We haven't got that realization that the person who is running this world is running our life also. That realization hasn't come yet. We are halfway. Somewhere in the halfway it is. We are accepting that Krishna is running the world. But we are not accepting Krishna is running our life. But in this realization, what Arjuna is saying here is that I want to see that you are running the world. And seeing that, Arjuna started realizing Krishna is running Arjuna's life also. He came to realize that. That is why Krishna was very categorical about it to Arjuna. Arjuna, you can keep on making any excuse you want not to fight this war. But I know that you will fight the war. Krishna was so confident about that, isn't he? Why? Because Krishna is running Arjuna's life also. So when that realization happens, that you can see there that every movement of the body, movement of the mind, even any thoughts that is developing inside, intelligence, everything, so many things are happening continuously. But are we aware of anything what is happening? You can also notice this in a different way. The blood is getting circulated. Who has control over it? It is happening, going on. The same person who is running this world, who is running this show, is running that also inside, isn't he? He is managing it inside. Heartbeat, the pranan, the living force, everything, breathing, everything is controlled. Who is running that? We have no responsibility there. And similarly, the movement of the mind, movement of the intelligence, nothing we know. We know nothing about it. So many thoughts are coming and going helplessly. We accept them and reject them without any choice in there. Similarly, the intelligence also, we have no freedom to think how much intelligence we have, what value has this intelligence. So many things are happening. So Krishna's question to Arjuna is that even that much is unknown to you. And what is the point in knowing about everything, what is going on in this world? What is going on in this world? But Arjuna still has the desire. Arjuna felt that when he heard from Krishna all these things, Arjuna still felt that I would like to see that force, the power of you, which is running this creation. Which is running this. How, in what way Krishna runs the creation? He wanted to know that. And that is why this universal form, and Arjuna puts a condition that if I am qualified to see it, please show it to me. That is how Arjuna puts it. Have you noticed that in that verse? He says there that if I am qualified to see it. Bhavapeya hi bhudanam shudo visarasho maya tattva kamala matraksha mahalma abhijavyayam. मन्यसे यदि तत्शक्यं मया द्रष्टुमिति प्रभो योगेश्वर तदो मे त्वं दर्शयात्मानं अव्ययम्. इफ यू थिंक दैट आई एम एबल टू बिहोल्ड योर कॉस्मिक फॉर्म ओ माय लॉर्ड ओ मास्टर ऑफ ऑल मिस्टिक पावर देन काइंडली शो मी दैट यूनिवर्सल सेल्फ. यूनिवर्सल सेल्फ दैट मीन्स इफ यू थिंक दैट आई एम मन्यसे यदि तत्शक्यं Maya drashtum iti prabho. That shakyam word is if I am capable or I am qualified, I have the ability to withstand that or form of that universal form, then show it to me. Arjuna says to Krishna, manyase yadi tat shakyam maya drashtum iti prabho yogeshwara tato metam darshayatmanam avyayam. So here that means qualification is necessary. Qualification is necessary to see that form. And when we have acquired that qualification, you will know about it. We can also see that universal form, provided we have reached that state of yoga. Reached the state of yoga. In other words, sometimes when our mind, due to dhyanam, meditation, if we have come to completely given up of the identification with the body, and some of the siddhis, what is spoken in the Bhagavatam, which we discussed earlier, that mind, there is one siddhi mentions there, that if you can absorb the mind in Tvashta and it dissolves there, the whole creation you can see in its most subtle form. One of the siddhis what we discussed, 18 siddhis were spoken, isn't it? On that 18 siddhis, one of the siddhis mentions there that if you are able to perform dharana with the mind, dharana it is called, dharana with the mind, and if it gets dissolved in that way, it will come to such a state that you can see the whole creation in the most extreme subtle form, in the extreme subtle form. In other words, when the mind gets dissolved in the pranan, mind gets dissolved in the pranan. You see, pranan is the subtle side, mind is the gross side. Mind is the gross side. So, subtle form is the pranan and the gross form is the mind. Gross form is the mind. So, when the mind gets dissolved in the pranan, when the mind gets dissolved in the pranan, it is possible to experience all the vibrations that's going on in this creation. It is creation. This is all very high state of yoga system. Very high. One of the 18 siddhis that is mentioned there. This is one of the siddhis Krishna talks about for a yogi. For a yogi point of view. So, at that point, you can see this whole creation, what goes on, and all the experiences all over the world in one place. You can see it. You can see it in one place. Just like right now, I don't know what goes on in America, in a particular place, in a particular town or village. What's going on? I have no idea. Isn't it? Why? Because I'm not connected to that super consciousness. But what Arjuna is saying, this yoga process, the siddhi, what it says is that sitting in one place, you can know everything what is going on all over the creation. All over the, not only in this world, even in the whole creation. It is a siddhi what Krishna has spoken in that chapter of the Aishwarya Siddhis. All these are very attractive to everybody, isn't it? When they hear, wow, it's not a bad thing to have it. But a lot of effort and work is necessary and Krishna doesn't recommend that one should waste a lot of time on that. That we spoke about at that time. So, this is all there in the Shastram. All these things are spoken in the Shastram. This is not a question of belief or it's not a question of story. It's not something spoken like Puranam. Some story has been given to us. No, these are real things. This is nothing to, there's no question of doubting it. Just because we can't do it doesn't mean that it is not possible. We are unable to do it. But what Krishna is talking about it is a science of the mind and the pranam. If the mind is able to be focused to such an extent, that mind can get that strength to focus everything in one place and sitting in one place, he can experience everything what is going on in the whole world, sitting in one place, he can experience there itself. Everything what he wants to experience. So, that, in other words, Krishna is saying, everything is a truth and it can be experienced also. So, at that point, what he will observe is, in everything what he sees, he will see the presence of Krishna in everything. And in all activities that particular living entity is performing, he will see Krishna's involvement in that. Krishna's involvement in that. Right at this moment, due to our conditioning, we are not aware of Krishna's involvement in many things, isn't it? Even the world, we have doubts. Is Krishna is running this world? Shastram says like that. But even if you accept that, still we have reservation about our own body. Still to a large extent, we are still identifying with the body and thinking that I am in control of my body. How many of us are believing that Krishna is running this body? How many of us will accept that? It's very difficult, isn't it? Because of the conditioning inside, that strong identification with the body, and we don't consult Krishna when anything goes wrong in the body. We take our own actions, isn't it? So, even though, that is why I'm saying, Krishna's explanation of this body is different than the way medicine and the science is talking to us about this body. If we don't change our understanding of the body from the medical side to Krishna's side, all this science is very difficult to understand. And we can accept Krishna's statement completely based on the Bhagavad Gita point of view. Bhagavad Gita sees this body only, not as a reality even. Bhagavad Gita sees only soul as the only reality, not the body. The body is not real. The world is not real. They all belong to apara prakriti. They all belong to apara prakriti. Body belongs to apara prakriti. For Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, body has no value. As I mentioned yesterday, of all the 700 verses in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has used two verses to talk about the body. Two verses. Balance 698 verses is in relationship with the soul. In relationship with the soul. Everything else is in relation to only the two verses he has to say. And he said that in a very, very condensed form, samyak, in a samasam, samasena udahrada, he says. Samasam means in a very, very condensed form, I've told you about this body. So this is how much value Krishna gives to this body. Krishna gives to this body. Why? The reason is, as far as Krishna is concerned, only the soul is real. The soul is the reality. For Vedas, soul is the reality. For Upanishad, soul is the reality. Body is not the reality. Body is there, as he said, from the soul, at that pure consciousness. So many living entities, the consciousness from the Chit Shakti, this has come. Mind has come, senses have come, and through the mind and the senses, we have come to know about this body. And through the senses and the body and the mind, we have to come to know about the world. So, Krishna's point of view, soul is the only reality. Everything else is false and temporary. And temporary. So, because it is like that, he mentions here that the importance of the body in relationship with the soul, if we don't accept this, doesn't matter, what will happen is, one day Krishna will forcefully teach us this. If you, today you accept it or not, that's up to you. There is nothing going to change. But one day, if you keep on rejecting it, saying that, oh, science is saying like this, how can I live in this world? Why should I accept if Krishna is saying, okay, fine, no problem. Leave it like that, it'll carry on like that. One day, Krishna has to forcefully whip us and make us aware that this body is nothing to do with you. This has to forcefully put it onto our head. At that time, you will have no choice except to accept it. This is what's going to happen at the end. That's why I'm saying that you can't keep Bhagavad Gita simply as a textbook, just like another scripture in my home, that, oh, Krishna has given me so many instructions, I'll just follow it and leave it. It is not like that. Bhagavad Gita is a science of us, our science it is. If this science is not known, why is Krishna worshipped everywhere by all the great devotees, great jnanis, great acharyas? Why are they falling at Krishna's lotus feet? If Krishna hasn't spoken this, where else this information will come to this world? And Krishna is saying to us, completely on the authority of Hrishabhir Bahudha Gitam, he says, all the great, great rishis and sages, they have vouched for this, and their opinion about the body, I'm going to talk to you, he says like this. Why? Body, because it is continuously changing. There are so many theories also about this body. Krishna is not giving any importance to any of those theories as far as the body is concerned. Because body is something that is manifesting, coming and going. Why give so much importance to it? That is Krishna's point. If we don't take it on board, keep on thinking that I'm still this body, let's look at this way, let somebody else say something else, and continuously carried away by the propaganda of the science and the medicine and all that, they are coming to it from a different angle altogether. They only know the body. They don't even accept the presence of the soul in the body, many of them. They don't even accept the presence of the soul. Some of them do, but some of them don't even accept the presence of the soul. And it is they who are making these conclusions about this body. So what Krishna has to say to us is only one thing. Be situated on the platform of the soul. The soul is the reality. From the soul came the mind. From thence came the senses. Then came the body, the gross body. And the soul is only peeping into the world through the senses and the body, and it sees the world. That's all the importance of the world as far as the soul is concerned. Soul has been given an opportunity to come out through the senses and the body and see this world
And that is how much the world is important as far as the soul is concerned. But what do? We say that the world is the only reality. And that is the deep level of ignorance that has crept inside. So Krishna's point, these chapters from now on, from 11 to 18, is only one thing Krishna is keep banging this onto our head. That accept this, Arjuna, this is the only reality. The soul is the only reality. So, and that experience Krishna gave to Arjuna first time here, that this whole creation is functioning under Krishna's control, Krishna's directions. When we use this word Krishna, don't get confused about it. Jnanis will use the word as the soul, the devotee will use the word as Krishna. That is all it is. It is one and the same thing. That bodham, consciousness in other words. That is what it is. So, when one has seen in that state, that you will see there that all living entities are a part of that, are all a part of that. That, that this whole creation itself is nothing but Krishna's presence. That, but by logic and reasoning, if you present it, you will not accept it. By logic and reasoning, if you present it, you will not accept it. So, therefore, Arjuna says to Krishna, please show it to me. This is why that Prahlada told Hiranyakashipu one thing. It is Vishnu everywhere I see, he says. Isn't it? Vishnu. Prahlada was also experiencing the same thing. Jale Vishnu, Stale Vishnu. There is a verse we spoke about that before. He said, Jale Vishnu, Stale Vishnu. Vishnu Ragasha Muchyade. Jale Vishnu, Stale Vishnu. Vishnu Ragasha Muchyade. Stavaram Jangamam Vishnu, Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagad, Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagad. So, Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagad, Jale Vishnu, Stale Vishnu, Vishnu Ragasha Muchyade, Stavaram Jangamam Vishnu, Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagad, Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagad. So, that is Prahlada's realization, what he mentioned that to Hiranyakashipu. So, there is nothing else. So, this is not logic. This is not knowledge either, this is darshanam. Darshanam means experiencing it at that point. So, Prahlada got that direct experience straight away. So, a similar experience is what Arjuna is looking for. The experience what Prahlada had in the seventh canto when he spoke about that experience of Krishna all over, the same thing Arjuna wants now from Krishna. So, and he says to him that if I am qualified means if you think that I can handle it, or handle it means that if I can withstand that, please show that to me. That is the next verse. Verse 4.
Manyase yadi dachakhyam maya drashtum idi prabhom yogeshara tado metvam darshayatmanam avyayam manyase yadi dachakhyam maya drashtum idi prabhom yogeshwara tado metvam darshayatmanam avyayam manyase yadi dachakhyam maya drashtum idi prabho yogeshwara Sadome Tvam Darshayatmanam Avyayam. Krishna is, Arjuna is saying that if you think, Manyase Yadidak Shakyam, if you think that Shakyam, I can see, if you think that I can see it, Drashtum Idi Prabho, that Yogeshwara, addressing Krishna as Yogeshwara here, you can see. He's Yogeshwara, isn't it? Yogeshwareshwara. Uddhava calls Arjuna, Krishna as Yogeshwareshwara. Arjuna calls his Yogeshwara. That Krishna's position as the supreme yogi. And the controller of all the yogic powers and controller of all the yogis in both sense. He is Yogeshwara. So knowing this very well, recognizing that Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Yogeshwara. Manyase yadita chakyam. Maya drashtum idi prabho, please show that to me. Maya drashtum ఇది ప్రభో యోగేశ్వర, యు ఆర్ ది యోగేశ్వర. తథో మే త్వం దర్శయాత్మానం అవ్యయం, షో దర్ ఆత్మానం యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఎటర్నల్. దాట్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ హూ ఈస్ కంట్రోలింగ్ దిస్ హోల్ క్రియేషన్ అండ్ హౌ ఆల్ దిస్ హోల్ థింగ్ వెన్ కృష్ణ సేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హీ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, హౌ హీ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ అండ్ హౌ ఆల్ దీస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ వాట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ ఇన్ దిస్ క్రియేషన్ ఈస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ in Krishna's presence, in Krishna's presence. So it is that question that is being mentioned here, that if you feel, Arjuna says to Krishna, that your universal form is spread all over the creation, if I have the capacity to see that and the capacity to experience that, if you think so, then reveal it to me. Then reveal it to me. What does that mean? If you remember earlier, we also mentioned this. Krishna is present inside and outside. Remember that? In the Bhagavatam, that verse, Parikshit Maharaj also said that to whom? To Sukadev Goswami, isn't it? That Parikshit also says to Sukadev Goswami, that present inside as well as outside. పురుష కాల రూపై, పురుష ఇన్సైడ్ అండ్ కాలం అవుట్సైడ్, పురుష ఇన్సైడ్ అండ్ కాలం అవుట్సైడ్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ జస్ట్ లైక్ ద గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీ, వెరీ గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీస్, ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ దే నో దట్ ది డిసైపుల్ ఈస్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ దే విల్ గివ్ దిస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ టు దెమ్. యానీస్ ఆల్సో క్యాన్ ఆర్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ డూయింగ్ దిస్ టు ది. It's not that only Krishna does that. All great, great personalities, they have done that to their disciples. Very great souls. They have gone so far ahead in spiritual life that they are capable of transmitting that realization to others as well, to their disciples. So that is what he says here. Because normally many people will get frightened when they get that experience first time within this body. So the spiritual master has to decide whether the disciple is qualified to have it or not. So otherwise it will cause a lot of problems. It's not a very cheap thing that it is given very freely. Therefore, though, because in that experience of the universal form, what Arjuna saw was really frightening to Arjuna. So many things were developing, so many things were getting destroyed, and so many things what Arjuna thought they were unnecessary things which he experienced at that point. It was very fearful for Arjuna to stay within that body and to experience that. Because why is it like that? Why does he get frightened? You see, when we are limited in the body, when you are limited inside a particular body, what is that thing that keeps us in this bodily identity? What is known in the Shastram as false ego, the Ahangaram. Ahangaram is what is limiting us to this body, isn't it? Ahangaram is what is limiting us into this body. So that Ahangaram, this Ahangaram is difficult to understand, because normally Ahangaram, when we say, is somebody will say who is very proud, we'll say, oh, he's very egoistic. Actually, everyone is egoistic in this world. There's nobody, because without ego, you can't live in this world. This is also the reality. Without ego, you can't live in this world. Everything, every action, karmam that comes from us is driven by the ahangaram inside. So ahangaram is jiva. Jiva is nothing but ahangaram. It's a false ego. In another form, which is covered with false ego, is jiva. Soul covered with false ego is jiva. So, because it is like that, whenever there is this ahangaram inside the person, he will get frightened. When the false ego or ahangaram is in a person, when he sees the universal form, he will get frightened. So, why is like that? Because he feels that he is losing his individuality. Nobody wants to lose their individuality. Sometimes people say this also, that if I have to lose my individuality, I'm not interested.
in that. So strongly we are bound by our own individuality, isn't it? So in that universal form, when Arjuna saw that in the whole creation is getting swallowed by Krishna. Krishna's through different mouths, different universes are going in, another universes are coming out. And one side there is creation is going on, and on the other side destruction is going on. You will see in the picture also, I think it is shown like that. On one side creation is happening, and on the other side destruction is also same time going on. Same time creation, destruction is going on. So, you will notice yourself at that time, in that huge ocean, you are just like a small bubble there. In that ocean, you are small. Any moment it can blow, it can blast off. So, when you see that, the false ego will get very frightened. The false ego gets frightened inside. So, so long as this false ego is there, and so long as this ignorance is also there in a person, he will always be frightened about it. Will always be frightened. But once this false ego has gone, then he will not be frightened about it anymore. that is why when Parishit mentioned that to Sudev Goswami, he mentions there, isn't it? When Ahankaram has gone, Andarbahi Purushakala Rupaihi. Andarbahi Purushakala Rupaihi. Maya Manushyasya Vadasya Vidvan. Mrityumrdamscha Maya Manushyasya Vadasya Vidvan. That Andarbahi Purushakala Rupaihi. Though once you have lost that Ahankaram, false ego from inside, then what is left? That Amrita Swarupam, the nectar form. Parishit says, Andarbahi Purusha Prayachado Mrityumrdamrdam Cha Maya Manushyasya Vadasya Vidvan. That is how Parishit mentions there, isn't it? Prayachado Mrityumrdamrdam Cha. What does that mean? outside in the form of Mrityu, death. And that fear is coming from the false ego inside. Why false ego is frightened? Because it is false ego that is keeping this body going. If we haven't had false ego, we couldn't live here in this world. So, to live in the society, you need the false ego. Ahankaram is necessary to live in the society. If you have lost the false ego, say completely the false ego is gone from inside, you won't feel any necessity for any vyavaharam in this world. You won't feel any necessity for any society in this world, and you won't have any interaction with the society the way we have it. That's what happens. You can look at some of the realized souls. When they have reached that state, their interaction with the world was caught totally on a completely different level. We talked about Sadashiva Brahmendra's story. Remember that? Sadashiva Brahmendra's hand was cut off. He did not even know that the hand was gone. Hand was gone. And somebody comes back, the Nawab comes back with the hand and hands it over to him to put it back on its side. So he just puts it back with that. So, putting a glove or something like that. He puts it back. So far gone away from the body, you see. So that is a prayachado mrityumudamrdam cha. If you take the ahankaram and the false ego and see the world from that level, it is mrityu, it is death. Inside, if you accept that amrdam, that nectar, Krishna present inside as Purusham, Purusha, and that realization, it is amrda, nectar. That's why it says here, prayachado mrityu mrdamrdam cha maya manushyasya vadasva vidvan. And Krishna who had come here is that nectar who had come in the form of this maya manushya. Maya manushyasya vadasva vidvan, Bhagavadam says. But he says like that, isn't it? So Arjuna mentions here, that inside it is the soul, that is the nature, and the nature of that soul is nectar. Outside the body, it is time personified, time. And the nature of the time is death. Nature of the time is death. Inside the nature is the soul, and the nature of the soul is nectar. Outside the nature is time, and the nature of the time is death. So here, Arjuna says to him, if I have the qualifications, to see this And if you feel that I am qualified, show it to me, that universal form. Because everyone is not qualified to see the universal form. First of all, that maturity should be there. Therefore, Krishna says here, Arjuna says here, Manyase yadi tachakyam, Manyase yadi tachakyam, Maya drashtamidi prabho, Yogeshara tado metvam, Darshayatmanam avyayam. Show me that form. Why is that? Anandam avyayam. It is unlimited and it is inexhaustible. And continuously it is changing. Continuously it is changing also. So what is so it can be only in experience because it is continuously changing. So therefore, Arjuna says here that qualifications, whether I can withstand that or not. And that is why he mentions here. So Arjuna's also and Krishna's answer also, if you look at it, it is in the same way. In the same pattern, that recognizing that Arjuna has the qualification or not, Krishna says that Arjuna, you don't have the qualification right now, but I will make you qualified to see it, to experience that. This is how Krishna puts it to Arjuna. Because you are not qualified, because if I'll make you qualified to experience, and Krishna gave that experience to Arjuna for some period of time and then withdraw from him. And that's when Arjuna started experiencing that fear again and came back to this body, back into this body again. So, basically speaking, this whole universal form is not purely knowledge of the soul. There is yogam also is mixed with that, yoga. Yogam is also mixed with the spiritual. It's not purely spiritual knowledge as such. It's not purely spiritual knowledge. That's what we have to understand. I mentioned that before also, that this one particular chapter is not purely spiritual knowledge, like Krishna has spoken in the other chapters. There is a lot of involvement of the yogam into it, like the siddhi what we talked about, that is also incorporated here. So, that's why when we go through these verses, you will see, sometimes if you read verse by verse, it won't make any sense, this chapter. It won't make any sense if you don't understand that yoga background behind it. Many verses are coming from the yoga background. When I say yoga background, I'm talking about this Patanjali Ashtanga Yoga system. And that yoga path of the Ashtanga Yoga path that is incorporated in this. Krishna has brought that into it, into this universal form. So, first thing is, Visharupa means, universal form means, the jiva, first time, he sees the experience of the soul inside. That is the first thing what's going to happen to him, isn't it? Up to this point, Krishna has spoken many things to Arjuna. Arjuna has accepted it. And Arjuna is feeling Krishna's greatness. But Arjuna has not experienced it yet. This is the first time Arjuna has started now, practical experience is going to happen to Arjuna. That is why it is yogam has come in. Yogam has come in. Through this yoga process, Krishna is introducing that yogam into Arjuna. And through that yoga power, Arjuna is experiencing the mystery of the soul for the first time. In the second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter, all this is Krishna has spoken the science of the soul. Isn't it? The science was spoken, Arjuna heard, and Arjuna all made sense to Arjuna. And Arjuna started accepting on a level that he started realizing that I have to listen to Krishna, what Krishna is saying. And in conclusion to that, in the 10th chapter, Krishna also told Arjuna, Yadyad vibhuti matsattvam mamam tejomsha sambhavam. Everything what you see in this creation, it is nothing but me who is present. It is then that Arjuna wanted to see that form when everything is controlled by Krishna, how everything is functioning in this world in Krishna's presence. All these things happen to Arjuna. But now, Krishna is saying to Arjuna that I'm going to show you that form and you can experience that. Because experience is something different than knowing it, isn't it? Knowing it. So, he says here that this you can see that Visharupam is this. That in the process of knowledge by constant analysis, constant cultivation of spiritual knowledge, continuously holding on to Krishna's words, and realizing that truth one day, in the proper process, through the study of Shastra, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, Bhagavatam, everything, that one can reach that stage, but that stage which comes through thought power, through Atmavicharam, that I'm not this body, I'm not this mind, I'm not this intelligence, but I am pure consciousness. I am pure consciousness. Now Arjuna is going to experience that I am pure consciousness. This is the first opportunity Krishna has given to him. Then when we come back to this world and we continue our business in this world, so what will happen? You'll start realizing this whole creation also is nothing but that consciousness. And Krishna's presence will be as responsible for all the vyavaharam, what is going on in this world, which is a later development after the realization of Krishna within the inside. Yes, sarvavid, sarvavid, sarvajnaha, sarvavid. Upanishads talks about all these things later on. So we will stop there. It is now 20 to 7. So the next class will be on 17th of September in Vishnu Priyapadi's house, and then hopefully we'll continue from then on. And also we will cancel that Wednesday class from now on, because when I come back I think that it will get a little bit colder and practically will be a little difficult also, that class at 4 o'clock in the morning. So we'll have Saturday and Sunday classes from 17th of September onwards. We'll continue. We'll finish this chapter 11. We'll continue from now on, 11, 12, 13, 14, like that. And the same time, we'll continue with the Srimad Bhagavatam also. So we'll stop there. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.